Maybe that's the intro.
Yeah, that's the intro. Hello.
Hello, hello.
We are here.
Joey, my friend, how are you doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing, Ben?
Doing fantastic. I'm very excited to be here with you recording our very first episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast.
Welcome in to the newest episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. In episode 99 today, we're taking a look back at all things Hoth Hangout because it is the 2-year anniversary of the podcast. Kind of a fun blast from the past from our very first episode there. Kick off today's episode. Shout out to Gibbo for pulling that clip and displaying it. And we're going to have a lot of fun nostalgia in today's episode, so looking forward to that. Hope you all are excited to be along on this journey with us. Before we get started in all of today's discussions, want to give you a quick reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Hoth Hangout podcast on YouTube, check us out there for the video version of the podcast, as well as all of our reactions to the latest Star Wars shows when they go live. Thank you to the 459 of you who are currently subscribed over there. We are getting closer and closer to that 500 mark. Exciting to see. Hopefully we'll hit that 500 here, hopefully pretty soon. So shout out to all of you who are subbed on YouTube. You can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts, questions, or otherwise, and we'd love to showcase them here on the pod. Speaking of the podcast, the Hoth Hangout podcast is findable wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a 5-star review, leave a 5-star review on the podcast. We'd appreciate it very much. And it also allows other people that love Star Wars to discover the podcast as well. We're findable on the socials, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, or X. We are at Hoth Hangout on each of those platforms. Additionally, you can find the link to the Hoth Hangout community Discord server down in the show notes of today's episode. Check it out. Additionally, the teaser question of the day today is, moving into the 3rd year of the podcast, what do you most want to see from Hoth Hangout in year 3 with 2 years under our belts? What is it you're most looking forward to seeing us cover, discuss all things Star Wars? So let us know in the comments. And as we move into our discussion today, again, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of trips down memory lane. We're going to be taking a look back primarily at the most recent year of Hoth Hangout, the 2nd year, but more or less just a fun nostalgic episode today. How you feeling about it, Joey?
Can't believe 99 episodes. We're going to be celebrating the 100th episode next week. But yeah, today we're going to do the little 2-year recap of the things that we've been doing. It was really fun putting this show together because I got to go look back and see all the things that we've gone through, trying to figure out what would be interesting for us to talk about. And even before the episode, Ben, I was telling you, I think this episode's more for you and me and Gibbo than anyone else that is actually listening. So, but I hope you guys, if you guys haven't been around the entire time, you can see maybe a couple of things that you haven't seen before. And, you know, maybe we'll even make reference in a lot of the older things that in the past year that, that you know, we've been through.
Yeah. And this would also definitely qualify as one of those episodes where watching it is also going to feel a little more special than listening to it, because you can actually like see the progression of what we, you know, were doing about 2 years ago compared to, you know, how the podcast looks now in its video format. Primarily thanks to like a lot of the hard work that Gibbo has done in recent weeks, and we'll be touching on that a little bit in our discussion today. Kind of just the differences visually, even audio wise. Joey, I don't know. I was going to say
yes,
this.
I noticed, later, but, like, yeah.
Your microphone in that old clip was like, dang, that sounds very different
that was
than it does now.
Yeah, I was in, apparently I was recording in a very, you know, huge room with a lot of echo with my phone. That's kind of what it sounded like.
Yeah. Well, we'll be diving into all of that today again in episode 99, the fun nostalgic episode celebrating our 2-year anniversary of podcasting here. Doing this wonderful Star Wars podcast that we love to do together. Before we get into our discussions surrounding that, however, we do have one piece of news today. A couple of photos released from Skeleton Crew, some exclusive photos. The main one to note, which it looks to be this group of like almost bounty hunters is what I thought, but I wasn't exactly
sure. Like pirates.
Think. Yeah. And in the photo, of course, by the way, did you ever grow up watching Family Matters?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Man, the great Jaleel White, aka Mr. Steve Urkel himself, is playing a role in this show. He is one of these pirates, it appears. And so this was news, I think, to most, if not all people. And it's just fun to see him as part of the Star Wars universe. He's got this weird like gadget thing going on his eye. It looks like reminds me a little bit of the Batman villain. Is it Deadshot? I believe is his name.
Ah.
But anyways, yeah, it's fun to see him in the Star Wars universe. What'd you think when you saw this photo?
It's just a blast from the past. I love seeing like older actors. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm probably around the same age as Jaleel White, if not a little bit younger. It's just nice to see these older actors getting these roles in Star Wars. So I think it's pretty cool. And especially, I couldn't tell you one other thing he's been in since Family Matters way back in the day. So to see him here in Star Wars, you know, it's a little bit, it's heartwarming to me. You know, he was able to get into Star Wars. And yeah, I can't wait to see what kind of role he has.
This is also super ironic, just on a personal note. I was watching, my fiance loves Psych. Have you ever seen Psych?
Yeah.
I was watching Psych, and there's like a 2 or 3 episode arc where he's in it. He and Kenan Thompson are playing like best friends. And it was just like,
wait,
so fun to
watch. Is that the boy band episodes?
Yes, the boy band.
They were like singers together, right, with Gus?
Yeah, and so I was recently, literally 2 days ago, I was watching an episode of Psych that he was in, and then this news comes out, and I was like, oh my gosh, that feels strangely relevant to what I was watching recently. So
that's funny. We should do a Psych watch through. That'd be fun.
That would be. Yeah, it's a fun show. I really am enjoying it. I started watching it like a year ago, and I'm like, I wish I would have watched this when it was.
Is that the first? Is that the first time you watched it? Started watching it was a year ago. You never watched it before.
Probably about a year, maybe a little more than a year ago. Yeah, but yeah, that was the first time I'd ever seen it.
That's a good, it's a good show. I think it holds up too.
It does, yeah. And so shout out to Jaleel White for his role in Psych and for his role in the future Star Wars universe, getting to see him in Skeleton Crew. By the way, the werewolf-looking thing next to him, super cool looking.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, and it's cool, the shot they have of Jude Law here, when you see the kids in the background, I think that's a pretty solid pick too.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think Skeleton Crew is going to surprise some people as being unexpectedly good. Is my call. So
is it going to be like Rebuild the Galaxy kind of good, or what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's live action, so it's just a totally different vibe going into it. Like with Rebuild the Galaxy, you go in expecting to be humored and like, you know, more or less, you're going to come out of Rebuild the Galaxy probably feeling pretty positively about it.
I got you.
But I think Skeleton Crew, because the bar is a little lower than what it was for the Acolyte, it's going to exceed expectations, is my guess. So, by the way, Gibbo letting us know there that it's also the 20th anniversary of Lost, another great show that we often make reference to here on this podcast.
ouch. How dare you, Gibbo, tell us that information.
Yeah, no smoke monsters here.
One thing I hate about Lost is that it's so old now.
Man, we need to do a lot of watch throughs. Lost,
yeah,
Psych,
right,
several shows like that. But yeah, that's the news we had for today. Looking forward to seeing Skeleton Crew here in just less than 3 months time now. It'll be here before we know it, and I think it's gonna do well. So had a couple viewer comments from our most recent Rebuild the Galaxy reaction, as well as one from last week's podcast episode. This first one here from the Rebuild the Galaxy reaction, the second part of it, which you can watch on YouTube if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast. This comment is from Firecat4529. Firecat says, I think on YouTube there is a small video where Lightside Darth Vader, who also appears in a Legends story, fights Darth Rey, and it's technically part of this special, by the way. I think that's either a Ahsoka versus Maul or Palpatine versus Windu reference. I read this comment and I was like trying to figure out what the Legends reference is, and I admittedly don't know. I don't know. Do you know what this Legends reference is, Joey?
Mm-mm, not at all, but I'd be interested in seeing this fight. I don't remember seeing a Vader Rey fight during the actual show, right?
No,
not like an epic fight. You know, maybe they had crossed lightsabers, but yeah, it wasn't like a was not like an Ahsoka Maul Palpatine Windu type of fight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Not to my knowledge, but I think it'd be fun to see kind of those two encounter each other in season two of Rebuild the Galaxy if we do get it.
Oh, please. Please.
I'd be shocked if we don't. Shout out to Firecat with that first comment there. We also had another comment on that same video from Anthony. Anthony here, a frequent commenter on the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. Anthony stating, as the comment appears on screen here in a second, Anthony stating that great reaction to the second half, guys. Yes, I find Darth Dev's plight more deep, impactful, and more likely than the crapola characterization we got of Kylo Ben. By the way, I don't know if that was a typo or intentional because his name is like actually Ben, but
yeah.
By the way, the bonus scene with the Mandalorian and Baby Bad as Grogu was everything. Yes, season two. I wonder where Din Djarin is then. I think that was something you said, Joey. I recall you saying that during the end of the reaction.
Yeah, I mean, where in the world is... That's the new where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Din Djarin? If Lando Calrissian, by the way, I'm all right with it, but if Lando Calrissian is the Mandalorian, he has the Beskar armor and has Grogu, wow, that is that's very, very much a Joey season, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you telling me. I wonder if Mando is going to... I mean, I would assume he'd be a bad guy, maybe, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, he was kind of in the middle. Oh.
Yeah, on Cloud City Gibble somewhere.
Gibble says maybe he's in Cloud City instead.
Or Lobot is the Lando role, and Mando is the Lobot role.
Oh, my gosh. The minds are that'd be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony, we're excited for season two as well. And the storyline with Darth Dev was surprisingly deep. So looking forward to seeing more of it and its continuation in the next season of Rebuild the Galaxy. The one comment we have from last week's episode, where we talked just about our general summary and review and synopsis of LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy, is from Christopher Prime. Christopher says, without a doubt, yes. Even if they still tell sequel connected stories and are a little nuts with what they throw in, LEGO Star Wars content has generally been more Star Wars than a good chunk of what Disney or Lucasfilm themselves have been pumping out. This was, of course, in response to kind of I believe the title of the video, which was like, is LEGO Star Wars the best Disney Star Wars?
Yeah.
I feel more invested in the story of LEGO Rey or Darth Rey than I ever did for Canon Rey. They even poked fun at the stupidity of the sequels from time to time. Yeah, and that was kind of what we talked about as well when we did our reaction last week. It was like poking fun at it without throwing their own creation like under the bus, per se. It was like acknowledging some of the things that fans tend to have issues with without like overtly being like, this is bad, even though some fans probably do feel that way about it. It was just like kind of a tasteful and really funny way of going about it, and I think they did it really well, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna guess Christopher is not a fan of the sequels. I'm just gonna guess. If I'm right, Christopher, let me know. If I'm wrong, my bad. You know,
it's a fair guess.
Yeah, it's a fair guess. I think so. This version of Darth Rey is kind of cool. Darth Tico was pretty cool. Darth Jyn Erso, of course, Darth Jar Jar. You know, so this was very cool, and I think what we called it originally, and what a lot of people probably coined it as, like the what if, the Marvel what if version of Star Wars. And I think that's exactly what we got from it.
Yeah. And I think it's like you can't do what if in Star Wars the same way you can in Marvel, because Marvel, there's all these like time, you know, it's like there's all these different timelines and like you can do those what if things. It doesn't really work that way in Star Wars. And so, like, this is the perfect format for something like this.
Right, yeah.
Because it has that element of absurdity, and it's like, okay, it kind of works. And it actually not just works, but I think it succeeds really well. So
I think with Marvel, it gets confusing because I think, and I could be wrong, I'm not like, I like Marvel, but I'll admit I'm not like, you know, an expert in by any means. But like the Multitude of Madness or, I forget, Doctor Strange's evil show, I can't remember the name of that, but I think that was a Doctor Strange show. But either way, I think that might all be canon, because there are multiple universes, and that actually can be like a ton of different ways to spin it. So all of that is actually canon, where this is not. This is just saying, you know what would be fun? It would be fun, right, if we made Jar Jar the bad guy. It would be fun if, Lando Calrissian is a Mandalorian. You know, just things like that. So it might be a little bit more fun. Yes, the multiverse. Thank you, BitGibbo. The multiverse is an actual thing. But, I mean, in Star Wars, there is the world between worlds, so we still don't really know everything about it, so
that's
maybe?
Fair. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair, too. I think the thing is that you're getting at is it doesn't have to, like, fit itself inside the canon of the universe, because, like, with Marvel, it does. With Star Wars, this is obviously not. So it has, like, flexibility in its storytelling, and it really, like, I think that's why it succeeds so well, because it's not constrained by, well, it has to follow this rule and that rule. It's just like, make it silly, make it fun, and people are going to enjoy that. So so shout out to Christopher for this comment. And if you're listening or watching this and you have not seen Rebuild the Galaxy yet, you're missing out. It's especially for those of you that are like, I don't know about the animated stuff. It's like, I get that, and this is a really fun show, and I would highly recommend. So thank you to those of you that commented on the last couple videos. Leave your comments down below on this week's episode, and we'd love to showcase them on next week's episode of the pod. We had a couple questions we asked on the YouTube community tab and on X. The question this week was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Rebuild the Galaxy? And to reiterate kind of a lot of the sentiments and the comments we just shared, 80% of people rated it somewhere between an 8 to 10. Meanwhile, 20% of people rating it somewhere between a 4 and a 7, and 0% giving it anywhere between a 0 and a 3. I mean, I feel like that speaks pretty highly of the show right there. So on YouTube, overwhelmingly positive. And if that wasn't positive enough for you, over on X, 100% of the vote going towards
on X?
8 to 10. I know, right? Breaking the mold of pessimism.
We got some Lego lovers on X. Good to know.
Yeah. I would be genuinely curious. I admittedly did not really watch anyone else's reviews of this show. I want to, like, kind of go out there more and see what people thought about it, like, within the Star Wars YouTube community. Because, again, we loved it. And we're seeing, too, in the polls, it feels like most other people loved it as well. And I'd be curious if that sentiment holds with a lot of other Star Wars content creators as well.
I've seen, like, a couple of, like, titles very similar to ours, where it was like, is this the best Disney Star Wars? Or, you know, this is what Star Wars needs to be, something like this. So I think for the most part, if I had to guess based off of the titles from these YouTube channels as well as the polls that we have here, yeah, it's probably a pretty easy win for Star Wars Lego.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice little niche, but it works really well. And I don't even know if I should call it a niche, because so many people like it that it's like...
Right, yeah, that's true.
I think it has to be small to be considered a niche, and I feel like it's a lot of people. So anyways, thank you to those of you who responded in this week's poll. Tune in to the YouTube community tab as well as the Hoth Hangout account over on X to vote in this week's poll and have your vote cast and displayed in next week's episode, the live stream episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast, episode 100. Additionally, well, moving on, I should say, it has come time to get into the main course of today's episode, kind of taking a look back on our time doing a podcast, with this being our 2-year anniversary. One of the main things we wanted to do to begin this portion of the episode, we're going to be playing the first 2 minutes of our very first original podcast. At this time, Joey and I were just kind of like, hey, this would be something fun to do. Like, we had kind of thrown around some ideas, and like, we had, like, I think a profile picture at the time, although I couldn't really tell you what our very first profile picture was. And but anyways, like, we went into this, did we watch the Andor episodes together or separate? I don't remember, actually.
I think it was separate. I don't think we definitely didn't have reaction videos at that time.
Right. Yeah, we weren't doing reaction videos yet. So every podcast was just like, all right, we're going to watch the episodes and then come together and basically just like off the cuff talk about it
and spew every single detail that we could remember.
Right. And those, and so when we started, it was like Andor was just coming out. And it, I think our very first episode was episodes 1 through 3 of Andor. And we, I think, hit like an hour 40, hour 45 maybe on that very first podcast. Zero notes, not very much planning, hardly any preparation. Just like, all right, let's hit record and talk about what we watched. And so I feel like it, we definitely do things a lot differently now, but it's fun to look back at that time and see, wow, that was just so, I don't know, spontaneous in a way. And you'll definitely get some sense of that.
I think we should also share the story of how we decided to even start
the podcast. Do you want to share that story? Because I think it's funnier from your perspective.
Okay, so this is the story of how we started. So Ben and I used to both be on streamers on Twitch, and Ben had sent me a DM. I think that's where it started, right? Ben had sent me a DM telling me, hey, would you be interested in starting a Star Wars podcast or something like that? And I hadn't even, so I kind of left it red because I wanted to think about it a little bit, right? And I want to say maybe a few hours later, Ben had started his stream. It was probably like Fall Guys or Marbles or something like that. And I go into Ben's stream on Twitch, and I ask him, I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up, Ben? He's like, Joey, I got an idea. And I'm like, well, I saw the DMs or whatever. Yeah. He's like, here, check it out. I've got, you know, we were talking about, you know, creating this podcast. I already have a logo. And I'm like, okay. So he made this like this little logo basically of his and my avatars, I think, from Twitch. I think I want to say that that's what it was first.
Yeah.
Very similar. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, and remind you, I had not even said yes to this man. And I'm like, oh, he has a. I guess he has a logo already, because I think he knew, and we may have talked about it in the past before, I don't remember, but he knew that I was going to say yes at some point, so that's kind of where it started. He already had a logo by the time I even said yes, so I think it was, Ben had dreams of this, I think you even said, after walking out of Force Awakens, or was it Last Jedi? I can't remember which one, but he had dreams of a podcast for years, and he was just waiting for the co-host to fall into his lap.
Yeah, I just sent you. I found it on my on my files. I sent to our right. Hangout VC, our voice chat. I don't know. Maybe at some point in the pod, if Gibbo's able to get it on the screen, it'd be funny to look at it. But
oh my gosh,
yeah, that was the very. It wasn't like that. You know, intricate or anything like that. I literally just slapped both of our faces on a profile picture, and the original name was The Breakdown, actually.
The Breakdown, yes.
We both like really shared a love of like movies, primarily Star Wars, but also you know, TV and film. And so you'll actually hear that in this clip you're about to listen to. Like it is. That's the original.
Nice job, Gibbo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the original one, just a little 2-minute Photoshop job, and boom, there we go.
Only two minutes? I can't even imagine.
Yeah. If you're listening to the audio version, we'll share it on our socials as well. And that way, if you're interested in checking
maybe
it out.
I'll change our avatars and all of our podcasts or all of our socials for the day.
Yeah. One of those temporary like profile picture changes. But yeah, in this first like 2-minute clip you're about to listen to, we're not just talking about the fact that it's a Star Wars podcast. It's almost like I was hinting we're going to be talking about movies and stuff, which is even more evidence that like we weren't really sure like what the podcast was going to be, just that we both loved Star Wars and we were just going to, you know, run with it. Yeah. So
spoilers, Ben, come on, let them watch.
Yeah. All that to say, that's a pretty long intro for we hope you enjoy listening to the first 2 minutes of our very first podcast ever 2 years ago. And we'll comment a little bit throughout, but you know, we're along for the ride as well. So let's sit back and take a listen to what the podcast looked and sounded like 2 years ago. I'm very excited to be here with you recording our very first episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Super excited to be able to share this experience of something we both love, and that of movies and TV shows and Star Wars. Although I know we're not completely... completely decided on the fact if this is going to be a Star Wars exclusive thing or not, but we do both love Star Wars.
Well, we know that every Star Wars project going forward will be a part of it.
Sounds so far away.
True. Very true. We have the intention of covering Ahsoka and the next season of Mando. Tales of the Jedi. Did you see the trailer for that, by the way?
I did. I was completely shocked.
I was.
I had no idea something like that was even coming.
Yeah.
It was great.
So I knew of it, but I had like very little idea or information that it was going to be like what the trailer showed us it was going to be. And now I'm arguably more excited for that. I think I am more excited for that than Mando Season 3, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, I called that one.
I jumped in kind of late with the Clone Wars, admittedly. I jumped in after the run on Netflix was done. But I learned to really love that era. Before that, I was kind of on the fence with it. It being a prequel type of thing. But after watching the entirety of Clone Wars, that's when I really got into it. Of course, you got new characters like Ahsoka in there, and you dive into people like Barriss Offee and all these other great characters. So now to kind of see that all come back again, we got Ashley Eckstein back as well as Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's just it made me real happy that I didn't even know that was something I wanted. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure. Lots of fun stuff on the horizon, Star Wars wise.
Man. First off, my mic, why did you guys let me use that mic for as long as I think it was only a few episodes, to be fair. I think like the first four or five episodes I used that older mic, and then my buddy let me use this one here.
I don't even remember you ever using that mic. That's how long ago that was, and probably how short of a time it was. But my mic was doing weird stuff too. Like it was the same microphone, but it was like cutting out for some reason. I don't know if you heard that or not, but
yeah,
man,
I like the. So we do have to give another shout out. Gibbo was around at this time still because he did, provide all the graphics for us. He wasn't full time producing until a little bit later on. As far as actually running the episodes with us and all this, because this is probably you or me recording it like locally to ours. Whereas right now, Gibbo's in the background doing all of the scene changes and everything, obviously doing all the graphics. And so it's a little bit different. It's cool to kind of see, like, it was the three of us pretty much from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. And those old episodes too, where like Gibbo would create the graphics and then there would be occasional episodes where like you or I were like doing scene switches. And I remember those always just being like the most stressful, more difficult.
Oh, right.
And we were like, we should just have it be the three of us like on the podcast rather than.
Perfect. It created this graphic for the, you can see the faded and or characters in the middle, and then you go and cover them up with your big hands when you put them in the wrong spot when I gave you the graphic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Gibbo has a vision, and 9 times out of 10, I mess up the vision putting it on overlay. So, having Gibbo here right by our side during all this has been a blessing for us for sure. Like, even early on, as you could see, because clearly me and Ben could not put this type of overlay together. But to have the three of us, I think it even makes it even better.
I think this was also the only episode where we used that, like, red color. I don't know.
Oh,
what was
the Hoth Hangout.
The
red Hoth Hangout. Yeah.
I think on this scene, the only thing that I contributed was adding that that overlay of the Hoth Hangout, and I tried to match it to the color of the Andor logo, and it just looks so bad.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah.
And also, like during these early episodes, this was it. There was no other scenes. There was hardly
no
every
scene
other
changes.
Scenes. This was it. This was just me and Ben talking, two squares like that, two webcam frames there, and that was it for the hour and 45 minutes. Now we've got all of this wonderfulness here, just 2 years later.
Yeah, which is something again we'll be discussing as part of our improvements to Hoth Hangout that we made in year two here in a second. But before we get to discussing about how we've kind of gone about some of those improvements over time with the podcast, during our second year of the podcast, you and I got to watch 5 different shows together.
Those shows were Ahsoka, Tales of the Empire, the third season of Bad Batch, The Acolyte, and most recently, Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. Those were all very different and fun and unique opportunities. If you're watching the video version of the podcast, there's some clips of us on the screen of watching each of those episodes and what that was like in that experience. What was your favorite moment, Joey, from the past year, the second year? If you had to pick a favorite amongst these shows in terms of the experience of watching it, what would you say?
Out of all the shows, you mean? Just these five. I mean, you know, the ability to make reaction videos, as tedious as they are, and I say that because I know you and Gibbo are the ones that really do the editing around those, and you know, I don't know if it's 50-50 or if Gibbo does more, but either way, but the fact that we're able to experience it together, each show, and you know, kind of share it with the community, share it with all, because you know that's a big thing on YouTube, right? Is the reaction videos, and to have that, I think it's just kind of cool. You know, I don't normally, if this was you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'm watching these on my own. You know, you know, so kind of like the usual type of thing that a lot of people go through. But to have us there talking about it, you know, responding to things in real time, it's much better watching experience to have a friend watching it with it.
Yeah. The experience of watching Star Wars with another person, like as the show's coming out for the first time, like that's a really special thing. Like Ahsoka was a ton of fun. I think for me personally, that was kind of like probably the most hype of all of them. Just for me personally. But like we're seeing on screen right now, Tales of the Empire was incredible as well. Not to go too much back on Ahsoka, but kind of combining that and Tales of the Empire, what were your biggest takeaways from both of those shows?
Ahsoka especially, because it was, you know, the continuation of Rebels, one of my favorite animated shows from Star Wars. To see the realization of a Sabine, an Ezra, you know, those types of characters. Thrawn was huge. You know, remember how big it was then that we were going to see Thrawn. So just all the hype around, you know, particularly Ahsoka, that it was just an amazing experience as a fan. Now going into Tales of the Empire, this was something new. This whole Tales series, we have Tales of the Jedi, Tales of the Empire, you know, Tales of the Ewoks, I'm sure is coming up soon. But continuing on with that, I think it's lining up, and it's looking good. It's looking good. Like this is the series that I think a lot of people can gravitate to. I don't know how the Jedi, Tales of the Jedi kind of held up to Tales of the Empire, because, you know, I mean, it was hard. It was Ahsoka and Count Dooku. That's pretty tough, you know? So, but I think just to have this, the kind of second installation of Tales of the ... it's just cool to be a part of. I think that's the big thing. Like we're here from the start. We even mentioned it in that little clip that we had from the beginning, when the Tales of the Jedi kind of just came out of nowhere. We had no idea that was coming, and then so now we are excited every year, every other year, when they come out with a Tales of the type of story.
Yeah, the Tales shows, especially Tales of the Jedi, but even Tales of the Empire a little bit, like always feel like they have way less forewarning that they're coming out than any of the other shows. Like Tales of the Jedi was literally what, like a day or two or something like that?
Felt like it, yeah.
And then Tales of the Empire, I think, was more like a month or something, but like relative to how far in advance they announce most of these other show releases, these always feel, what's a good comparison? Like something, like a gift you weren't expecting to receive, or an experience you weren't expecting to have, and then it's over so quickly. And you're like, oh, I want more of that. Like, that's what Tales of the Empire and Tales of the Jedi feel like to me. But yeah, like you said, Tales of the Ewoks? Is that what we're getting next?
Probably.
Whatever Tales show is around the corner. The next show we watched together this past year was the third season of Bad Batch. I will say that this, for me, is the most underrated watching experience I think we've had definitely during year two, probably just since doing a podcast beginning 2 years ago. The other one I would also put up there with being an underrated watching experience probably would be Andor from the very beginning of the podcast. But in year two, season three of The Bad Batch definitely felt the most underrated. And I mean that in the best of ways, in that it was the longest of any of these shows. So in some ways, it provided the most anticipation and suspense. And I know a lot of people like don't really like the fact when a show is really drawn out like that, especially when it's an animated show and you're only getting like 23 or 24 minutes per week or whatever it is. But the way that Star Wars animation is able to deliver meaningful stories, we've seen best probably in the Clone Wars. And I think Rebels, you would probably make the case it also does it next best. But I think if you're taking Clone Wars and Rebels as first and second place, I think Bad Batch has to be third place. And there's not as much distance between, I would say, between Rebels and Bad Batch as I think a lot of people might think. Sure. But yeah, I love this show. What was your biggest experience with Bad Batch?
I think it was Bad Batch just as a whole, was just incredible, because I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes. I didn't really have much expectation going into Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. I know there were a lot of people who really were behind this project. When I say people, I'm talking about fans. Fans really were waiting for the Bad Batch to come out. So when it came out, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll admit it. There are a lot of people out there that are like really into, you know, stormtroopers, clone troopers, all kinds of troopers. And I was always like, okay, you know, but the way that they delivered, you know, this series to us, and especially some of the storylines that they came with, like, you know, what does it mean to be a clone? And, mm-hmm. you know, after war, especially, like, well, how do you define yourself? And there's like really deep thoughts and deep, you know, deep storylines that I didn't expect. So to have that as part of the experience here in season three, and to, you know, see it how it all ended, it kind of gives you that, and I love when Star Wars does this, gives you that little opening, you know, just that little opening with Omega at the end, with the X-Wings and the Rebels and everything like that. So I think that's, just to have that at the end of this series, you know, really gives us, some hope, you know, going forward with some of these characters, that this may not be the last time you see him.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm excited to see Omega in future releases, which is another thing we should point out about the final season of Bad Batch. In the season one of Bad Batch, Omega was kind of a character that a lot of us were like, she's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. At least I was feeling that a little bit.
I feel it too, yeah.
And then by the end of the third season, you know, that we got to watch this past year, it was like, wow, the transformation of this character and Crosshair, I would say, are really what make this show really good. You know, Hunter and Wrecker especially are two other really strong characters. Obviously, the sacrifice of Tech. But I think it's the transformation of Omega and Crosshair is what really makes the Bad Batch so special. And season three highlights that better than any other than the other two seasons of the show. So that was a really special experience getting to watch this the past year. The next show we watched was The Acolyte. And I think, you know, this is obviously a controversial one. There are people who liked it. There are a lot of people who didn't like it. It has left kind of a divisive taste in the mouths of a lot of Star Wars fans. For what it was worth, this was a show that had so much hype behind it, and so much anticipation, that I think it goes back to what we said about the Skeleton Crew talking about the news. I think it was going to be difficult to live up to the expectation of the hype, whatever the content of the show would have been. Could they have done it better? I would say yes. that is not
the shocker, the shocker of the year. Yeah,
right. That is not to say that, you know, I think it's important that we can look at this show and say, this is not Star Wars' best. It's probably one of their least best. but it's important to look at that, say that if you feel that way, but then also be able to say, I enjoyed the experience of being able to watch it with you because it was the Old Republic era. It was an era that You know, we've
High
recently
Republic. High Republic.
It's High Republic. I think I made that mistake in a recent video. I always say Old Republic, and I really mean High Republic. I grew up playing the Old Republic stuff, so it's like in my mind when I say that. But this is the High Republic era. It's the first time we've really seen it in any canon stuff, and you know, it's an era that we've been recently kind of getting more into, you and I. And so it was fun to really live out the era. So as much as I didn't personally enjoy the show a ton, or at least I found the plot to be confusing and character motivations to be confusing, that's not to say that I didn't enjoy the experience of getting to watch it together. So that's kind of my thoughts on the Acolyte. And I guess I'll leave it at that. But what did you think about this show?
I couldn't put it better myself. I'm, you know, we mentioned earlier about how being able to watch it with somebody, because I think the best part about watching shows together with somebody else, you can kind of give each other the side eye, like, what was that? You know, like, or like,
the
that
power
was awesome.
Of one.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
power
yeah. Of two. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're able to almost accentuate like even more like how excited you are or how disappointed or how confused, and because you basically double up, triple up, depending how many people are there with you watching,
right?
So I think that's probably one of the better parts about having a podcast and, you know, watching this particular show. But I mean, I took away some good things with it. I mean, the big thing, everyone knows I'm a big Chimere, you know, fan. You know, I wanted to see more of his story, and so there were some things from it that I did want to see more of, but unfortunately, as we know, there is no season two of the Acolyte, so it may not have been well received from the entire fandom. Like you said, well received for some, not well received by others, and the majority seems to have spoken where it does not seem like they'll continue on with this, but. For what it's worth, I enjoyed the experience, even though it, you know, maybe didn't, you know, hit the target like it should have or it could have, with a lot of the fans. I still enjoy it. To me, you know, this is part of the Star Wars experience, you know, and unfortunately at this point, not everything's a slam dunk, not everything's a home run, not everything is going to be exactly what everyone expected.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's a good way to summarize our thoughts on the Acolyte, but. Kind of turning towards a more positive note, Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy is the last and most recent show that we've watched during our second year of the podcast. We've spent the last 2 weeks or so in reaction videos and in last week's episode of the podcast talking all about this show. So I won't go into too much detail, just to reiterate what we've said the last 2 weeks, other than surprisingly, unexpectedly good. Yeah, I think it's fair to say this is probably the best surprise of the last year, in the sense that I think we all thought we were going to enjoy it, but we didn't know just how much we were going to enjoy it. And also, beside that point, how good of a story it was going to have. Like, I wasn't expecting that. And so, again, this, I think I said this earlier, but if you are not a fan of Star Wars animation, this is definitely something that fits outside the box of even what we would consider Star Wars animation traditionally, like Clone Wars, Rebels, you know, Tales of the Empire, Tales of the Jedi, Bad Batch. Like, this is even, it is animation, but it's even like a different category within animation. So just a really unique, fun, incredible experience.
And I think with Clone Wars, Rebels, Bad Batch, all those, the reason for those shows is to tell a story. Mm-hmm. The reason for Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy is to entertain. And right. I think that's the expectation that you and I went into this, just saying, okay, this is just going to be fun. This is going to be silly. You saw Darth Jar Jar. You kind of set the tone already. We know what's going to happen. But like you said, it raised the bar when you came in with a pretty decent storyline and a lot of fun too on top of it. So to, you know, we talked about a lot at the top of the hour, so it was fun. It was super fun. I was pleasantly surprised. And you know, we don't have it here, but the last thing we will be watching this year, you know, will be the Skeleton Crew, of course. So hopefully we'll see if it matches something like that, where we don't have high expectations for it, I mean, it's Starz for children, so right away you kind of think Goonies, E.T., and, you know, Stranger Things, and you're thinking like, oh, this will be just a fun little, you know, I forget how many episodes, 8 or 10 episodes it is, for the season, and, you know, it'll just be a little corner of Star Wars that we'll like.
Yeah. I like what you said about the fact that the expectation is that it's going to entertain you and not to, like, build or tell a story necessarily, even though I think it still does accomplish that in some ways. It's kind of almost like the way I think of that when I think as Star Wars fans, and maybe you could argue this is a bad thing. I think everything we watch now, we like are thinking through this filter of like, why, mm-hmm. which again is not necessarily a bad thing, but like, this is a show where it's like, oh, the why filter is not even there. So it's just like, oh, I don't have to ask why. It's for, you know, it's fun. It's all fun. It's to entertain, like you said. So, if I were to rank these five shows, by the way, eight episodes of Skeleton Crew starts December 3rd. Shout out to Gibbo for that nugget of info there. If I were to rank my just enjoyment of watching these five shows that we've watched during the second year of Hoth Hangout, I would personally go Acolyte at 5. Ooh, 4 is a tough one. I think for me, I loved Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. I think I still liked Tales of the Empire slightly more, but that could change with the second season of Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. So I'm going to go Lego at 4 for now, Tales of the Empire at 3, Bad Batch season 3 at number 2, and Ahsoka at number 1 for me. How are you feeling about each of these five?
Yeah, I would go, yep, Acolyte at 5. No shocker. Jeez. Oh, boy.
You're big Lego guy. Like
I am, but I mean, Bad Batch was so good, too, because of its story. Man, I'm gonna cheese it. I'm gonna say, Bad Batch season 3 and Rebuild the Galaxy are tied at 3rd.
Okay.
At 3rd. Okay. So we'll have that, because I just like them so much. And then, same. Tales of the Empire 2, Ahsoka at 1.
Mm, I didn't realize you're so high on Tales of the Empire. Nice, I like it.
Oh yeah. That was some good Star Wars right there.
I would love to see a continuation of the Barriss Offee story. I feel like I was really invested in that part of Tales of the Empire, especially. And I feel like there's a lot of untold stories left there with that character in particular. So,
yeah, I was actually surprised that it was her. I was surprised it was her in that one, too. So it was a good continuation of her story. And hopefully, I don't know. I don't know where, how we would see it, if it's another animated or a book or a comic book or something. We just need more of it.
Lore. It feels like one of those things that if they do choose to go into it, it'll probably be like not in a mainstream content sort of thing, unfortunately. But I do hope we get to see some sort of continuation of that story. But in the second year of Hoth Hangout, we also had some really incredible guests on the podcast over the course of what was roughly episodes 50 through 99. The first of which was Millie, who stepped in the week that I was gone, I think, to watch Tales of the Empire, which we were just talking about with you. And you know, Millie was on, I believe, one other time with us when we watched Ahsoka.
That was Alex.
That was Alex, right. We had a couple other guests in year one, so apologies for mixing my guests up there. But this is the reaction to the trailer of Tales of the Empire, if I'm not mistaken. And what was it like getting to watch? We were just talking about Barriss Offee. What was it like seeing her pop up in this trailer reaction with Millie?
No, it was cool. I mean, you know, it's always fun. I think one of the fun things about having a podcast is having like guests. No offense to me or Ben, obviously, you know, we like each other just fine. But, you know, to have like other people's opinions and thoughts and, you know, excitement kind of involved with the podcast, too, because there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there, you know, so to bring in other people. So to have Millie on here was a lot of fun. Again, a person that I met on Twitch as well and big Star Wars fan. I don't know if you can tell from the screenshot that she has a, I think it's a Bo-Katan helmet in the back there behind her. So she has that. I think she just got a Sabine helmet as well. So a big Star Wars fan, and it was fun to have Millie on.
Definitely, yeah. I feel like I've done an episode. The reason I say that is I feel like I've done an episode with Millie. Am I going crazy?
You think you are. I think you're going. I think she only did a reaction video with us, with me.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if Gibbo or I edited this episode, but maybe I edited this one. Yeah, maybe I'm just going crazy. Anyways, thank you again to Millie for stepping in for that trailer reaction for Tales of the Empire. We've also hosted in the past year two episodes of an idea we tossed around originally, I think like over a year ago, of bringing on other Star Wars content creators and Star Wars YouTube personalities as kind of like a talk show, more or less, where we can ask them questions pertaining to recent Star Wars culture. And we had on for our first episode of Jedi Knights of the Round Table, which was episode 60 of the Hoth Hangout podcast, Lainey Byers, the father-son galaxy duo of Keith and Kerwin, as well as Ezra, otherwise known as Star Wars Hangout. And this was a really fun episode. In particular, Keith had a lot of fun comments to make, and it was fun having this awesome crew of people on together, where we discussed all of our individual rankings for Disney Star Wars shows. What was your biggest memory from this episode, Joey?
Oh boy. I mean, it's hard to argue. It's hard to go against what everything Keith had to say, essentially. But no, my favorite, I mean, it was great just hearing everyone's reasoning behind their lists. Each, you know, when we were discussing all the Disney Star Wars rankings, again, have different people's perspective, kind of, you know, where they come from, why they like certain things. These are, you know, because you and I think you and I already kind of know each other, where we're just like, okay, I know Joey, he's probably going to like this. And then I know Ben, he really likes his prequels. And, you know, so I think there's just to have other people come in and be like, okay, I have no idea what Lainey would like. I have no idea what Corbin or Keith or Ezra would like. And to see it, you know, come to fruition. And again, a big shout out to Gibbo, because this was a heavily produced episode with a lot of the scenes as far as who was talking. And so just to have all of that there for the first time, and kind of a template for future Jedi Knights of the Round Table, which we'll talk about in a second. Just to have that being the first one, I thought it was really special.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it went super smoothly, and it was a fun experience. So fun that we decided to do it a second time. And later that year, we filmed episode 2 of Jedi Knights of the Round Table, which was episode 90 of the Hoth Hangout podcast, about 2 months ago or so, roughly. Where we had on Laura and Danny. Laura, of course, from the Force Toast podcast. And Danny, otherwise known as Danny Phantom. We had the two of them on, and we got a chance to talk about kind of just final concluding thoughts on The Acolyte. We had them on the week after episode 8, the finale, premiered. So that was kind of the majority of our discussion during that episode, and just takeaways and overall thoughts. And that was also a really fun one to do. What was your biggest memory from that episode?
Yeah, you know, we talked about Acolyte a lot on this podcast when it was. So this was, and I don't mean to put this, you know, kind of crudely, but this was like the final nail in the coffin for the Acolyte, to just be like, all right, this is it. And to discuss it with, you know, two great creators, and Laura and Danny, again, with the podcast, and Danny over on Instagram, to have that, you know, from a content creator's point of view, especially, and with the knowledge of the High Republic, I think where you and I maybe lack a little bit, I know these two have a lot more information on, like, and more expectation probably going into the Acolyte, to see how they were thinking about it, what they thought of it. One of my big memories from this one, though, is if you go and watch the episode, I'm actually on call for work that day, and I got a call like right before we started recording. So the first like 5-10 minutes, you could actually look at, you know, here's a little Easter egg for anybody who wants to see it. You could see me constantly looking at my screen on the right. It's because I'm actually working at that time, because I wanted to get things done for work while we were recording. And luckily I was able to finish all that. So that's the little Easter egg, little little hidden gem in that episode.
I forgot about that. You balanced it really well. Like, I don't even know if, I mean, maybe Laura and Danny do, but I don't know. It didn't seem like, you know, it didn't negatively impact anything or anything like that. So.
Yeah. And a bit, and again, big shout out to Gibbo on that one too, because I believe there were some changes as well to the episode, the way it looked and everything. So just that, because right. there was only four of us, especially because it was, I think we had five in the first time we did the roundtable discussions.
Right, right. Well, and with that as well, I mean, this kind of jumps ahead a little bit to what you might want to see in year three of the podcast, but let us know who you want to see on a third episode of Jedi Knights of the Round Table. Maybe we can manage to pull that together before Skeleton Crew comes out, or potentially right after Skeleton Crew, but hopefully we can get another episode together sometime. If not in the next 2 to 3 months, then after Skeleton Crew comes out. But yeah, let us know who you want to see on another episode of Jedi Knights of the Round Table. One of the final things we wanted to mention, just kind of in our year-end review of the second year of Hoth Hangout, is that we've alluded to it several times during this podcast. We went through a dramatic visual transformation this year. This was our, if you're watching the video version of the podcast, this was our original like podcasting screen for probably like the first, gosh, what was it, like 60, 70 episodes maybe, Joey? I don't know, something like that. And for the most part, the screen was like relatively stagnant unless we were showing something, and then it would just kind of be like fading between the scenes. With the way we've kind of, you know, have things set up now, thanks to Gibbo and all the stuff, you know, that he does behind the scenes, we have kind of this new layout, this new setup that you can see now if you're watching the video version of the podcast. And kind of throughout, as we're discussing various things, we're jumping from scene to scene, kind of like if you saw earlier. If you're looking now with our intro screen, as well as when we were talking about all the various shows, you know, our cameras are bouncing around and doing all the cool things. And like that. I love that. So anyways, just visually, we feel like we've tried to, you know, step it up a little notch. And that's due really in large part, if not entirely, to the efforts and work of Gibbo behind the scenes and kind of stepping in. As the like you said earlier in the podcast, Joey, the full-time producer of the Hoth Hangout mm-hmm. podcast. So the new video design is something that we've been able to really you know, sink our teeth into here in the past probably 20 to 30 episodes, and it looks really cool. I know we've said it to yeah. you before, Gibbo, but we're really appreciative yes. of that.
Yeah, the best thing about this change was he didn't even tell us that we were always yeah, talking like, about, like, yeah,
guess what?
At some point, yeah, at some point, I think we're gonna, like, you know, let's change the get the setup a little bit here and there, maybe gradually changing into other ways. Just one day, Gibbo's like, you know what? Here you go. You know, here's a whole new setup for this. So, and for us, and I don't know, I could, you know, for me, I'll talk for me, and probably, you know, maybe for you as well, Ben, but seeing these type of changes really does like help me get into it even more, you know, get into the episodes, because you see something fresh, something new, and it's not the same old thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it does look fresh. It does look new. And, as we move into year three, I know it's going to continue to just to be this awesome, cool looking thing. And again, thanks entirely really to the efforts and hard work of Gibbo behind the scenes. So didn't want that to go unnoticed as well for how much we've really enjoyed having the new cool visuals here in the past, like 4 or 5 months or so of the podcast. So I have been told that before we conclude today, well, for those of you who don't know, if you've never seen an episode of the podcast where we do trivia, I feel like I am notorious for like not remembering most things. So I've been told we have a Hoth Hangout year two quiz designed particularly to test my wits, courtesy of yes. Joey himself.
That's right. So I thought it'd be a little bit of fun to go back, and it's just a quick little 3-question quiz, you know, so I thought it'd be fun to just talk about just a couple of things, a couple of stats. I know you and I are kind of stats people. So let's see if you could figure out a couple of these questions here. So okay. Let's start with number one, Gibbo, if we're ready. How many total videos did we put out in the last 12 months?
Oh man.
So here, here are our options.
Options. Okay, I love options.
Here are our options. It's multiple choice, I should have said. So number one, 73. Number two, 84. Number three, 90. Or number four, 365. So how many do you think we've videos? That's all videos.
That includes shorts.
Pushed into YouTube. Shorts, live, podcast episodes. Okay. How many have we uploaded to YouTube in the last 12 months?
Well, we post a podcast almost every week. So I'll say like 50 podcasts roughly. I mean, if we reacted, I mean, I could do the math on this real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's say we reacted to like, there were 16 episodes of The Bad Batch, but the premiere and the finale, or there was 2 weeks where it was together. So that's like 14. We'll go 64 there. Plus 3 episodes of Ahsoka. That's 67. Plus 8 episodes. Well, 7 of The Acolyte. What is that? 74. Rebuild the Galaxy. We had 2 videos. 76. So, I know it's not 365. I'm pretty sure it's over 73 with shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I feel like we've done, I'm going to go 90. I'm saying 90.
You can go 90?
I'm locking it in. I feel like we've done more than
final
like
answer.
Each. Yes. Final answer.
Final answer. Let's see it.
Oh, it was 84. Dang it.
I do love the quick math on it, but yeah, we had 84 full, 84 uploads of videos on YouTube. This, you were pretty close though. I purposely put those pretty close because, you know, with the numbers, there's no way to like know exactly how many shorts we did. So I was a little cheeky on that one, but good job. Good job on that.
Okay.
All right. Ready for that second question?
I'm ready. Right. I'm already 0 for 1, so if I miss one more, that's the nice part about a 3-question quiz, is I can miss one, get a 66%, and still get a D- and pass the test.
That's true, yes. This is what it is. Which of these are our most watched short?
Okay.
So we're going to start with number one, and we're going to view it a little bit as well.
Okay, we get to actually watch it?
Jabba the Hutt, Tadget.
It was a whip. Like, it wasn't, it was very much more fluid than what a normal lightsaber would actually be. So, I mean, that kind of begs the question, why have we not seen it until now?
Being set in a time way before all the Star Wars that we've watched.
I guess that's kind of like one of, like a really minor criticism that people have always had about, like, the prequels and the originals, is that the prequels tend to look more technologically advanced in many ways.
Listen, I liked the first Jabba that we saw.
I don't think it's this
the
one.
Guy, you've seen that, right? Where the, it's like, yeah, just the guy walking with them.
They inserted the deleted scene, but obviously at that point Jabba was a giant slug, and right. So if you watch Han Solo in that scene, he actually walks behind the human Jabba. So they had to like digitally alter him to walk over Jabba's tail, and it looks so bad. Anyways, how did we start talking about that? No idea. All right, that's number one. I feel like I'm a pretty big analytics guy when it comes to shorts.
Yes, you are, yeah.
I don't think it's that one, if I remember correctly.
Don't think it's that one? Okay. So yeah. Here's number two.
Okay.
The Rebuild the Galaxy trailer is number two.
Ooh. Is that the Death Star?
Yeah.
The building blocks of the galaxy. Is it this one? This doesn't make any sense. Worlds will, I love the comedy of Lego stuff.
People will
change. It could be this one, but I don't remember this one doing like crazy.
X-Wing TIE
Fighters? What? Bounty Hunters?
Ewok
Bounty Hunters? Ewok Bounty Hunters. Mesa going to hurt you, sir. Darth Jar Jar?
Finally.
I love that. Finally. They're fully leading into the Darth Jar Jar. That's amazing.
Canon, I believe. It seems like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's this one either.
Canon. You don't think it's that one? All right. Darth Jar Jar.
This, all right. I could see that. Yeah. I could see it being that one, but. Okay, number two is a maybe, but I'm leaning towards no. Okay. What's number three?
Okay, number three. Let's check out number three. It is the worst Star Wars
movie.
It's
funny because it looks like New Hope, but it's so not.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
special.
This is like their streaming service, essentially, right here.
Our holiday special video did do pretty well.
I'm suddenly very uncomfortable.
Yeah, now she's turning into Cruella de Vil.
Remember how I said I was uncomfortable before?
I'm really uncomfortable.
I don't remember how well this one performed.
Is this on network television?
Is this real?
There's a giant rat.
They're breaking all kinds of health codes.
I think half of this movie has been musicals.
Performances? What a time to be alive.
Puberty jokes were on the table in 78.
Yeah.
not the fade between everybody. Give Chewie a medal.
Thank God. Well, I'm glad that this I didn't have to watch that alone.
This is arguably my favorite short we've ever made, actually.
That's a really good one.
I don't remember how it performed, though. This short is from, like, what, 18 months ago or something like that?
Yeah. These are all actually within the second year as well. So this is the
this
end.
One is?
Yeah. You I think we produced that one a little bit later.
Oh, the short. Yes, the short was from
Yeah.
Okay. It might be that one. I'm leaning towards that one over the Rebuild the Galaxy trailer. What's the last one?
All right, let's see the last one. I'm sorry. Yeah, here we go. The last one.
I'm going to go with Luke Skywalker as my number one pick.
The Jedi draft. I gotta pick Yoda. I mean,
he was my number two.
Yeah, your number two pick.
Yeah.
Oh man.
With my number two pick, I'm gonna go with Obi-Wan.
Is it this one?
Oh, okay. I got Anakin.
Nice. Not a bad pick at all. I thought about it honestly. Yeah. It may be cheating a little bit because he's not canonical, but I gotta go with my guy Revan.
I'm going with Rey.
Interesting.
Number six pick.
I could see it being this one too.
Go with more of a heart pick here.
And I did misspeak. This is actually all shorts, not just the last
year. The other side of the
last year.
Jedi.
This is all.
Okay.
So I am going to go with Dooku.
I'm going to select Mace Windu.
Oh come on!
I selected Mace. Wow. I'm kind of surprised they picked Mace at number five.
A last pick of the draft type of guy. I am going with Sifo Dyas. Let's go.
All right. It could honestly be that one.
The time has come. Between Jabba the Hutt tangent, Rebuild the Galaxy trailer, worst Star Wars movie, Jedi draft, which short had the most views?
I'm pretty certain it's not the first one. I don't think it's Jabba the Hutt tangent. Here's my thinking. I'm thinking algorithmically, it would make the most sense if it's number three. Because it contains the words Star Wars, and it's like worst Star Wars movie. It would be something that like you would search in YouTube. Like you'd be like, oh, what's the worst? You know, I feel like algorithmically number three makes the most sense. To be honest with you, I have no clue how 2, 3, or 4 did viewership wise. I'm pretty sure number one wasn't that high. But I'm going to lock in worst Star Wars movie as my answer.
Worst Star Wars movie. That's your final answer, yes?
Yeah, it's probably not going to be right, but we'll see.
All right, let's see it, Gibbo. Rebuild the Galaxy trailer.
Was it really?
Currently at 4,094 views.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize that either until I was looking up the stats.
And you know what's funny? Yeah. I just looked too. Jabba the Hutt tangent is our second most viewed show.
Second most, yep. 3,000, yep.
What in the world?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
After I touted being a analytics guy.
0 for 2. we can get this last one, though. We can get this last one.
All right. Well, I got to get one.
The last one? Now, this is in the last year. Most watched podcast episode. Now, this is the last. This is year two.
Okay.
So, first one will be. Episode 58, we talked about the dark side of Disney Star Wars.
Okay, I know this was more watched than the light side one, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we have Bad Batch Season 3 finale episode.
Oh,
the end of an era is what we call that one.
Okay.
Next is Who is the Master? This is the Acolyte Episode 4 discussion.
I remember that
episode
one doing...
85.
I think that one did really well.
And then lastly, Skeleton Crew, Everything We Know So Far, which we talked about in episode 91.
Okay.
Which right one of the last year did the best?
Right off the bat, I'm eliminating episode 91, Everything We Know So Far About Skeleton Crew. I don't know how many views that one has. I want to say it didn't even reach triple digits, but I might be making that up. Disney Dark Side, I think, was like somewhere around like 150, maybe. I don't honestly know how many views episode 79 of The Bad Batch got, but I remember the Acolyte episode 4 getting, I think, what was like over 300, even like maybe even 400 or 500. So I'm going to lock in episode 85, which was covering Acolyte episode 4, as my final answer.
Final answer. All right, let's see it.
Yeah, oh, I got one.
It. Yes, add it. So at the time of when I was looking at the numbers, 240 views.
240,
the,
okay.
240, yeah, for the episode 85 review of the Acolyte episode 4.
What did the Bad Batch finale have, out of curiosity?
That ended up having like 104 by the time I was looking at it. So all of them hit triple digits. 103 was Skeleton Crew, Everything We Know So Far, and 180 to the Disney Star Wars The Dark Side episode.
180? Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that one was that high. Huh. Interesting. Well, hey, I got one of the trivia questions.
Yeah, one. Right? Yeah, one. And thank you for playing Joey's Trivia.
We'll be back next time with more Joey's Trivia. We need like next, a theme song.
Next year, yeah.
Next year, we'll see you next year. I might have to throw some Ben trivia at you. I don't know.
Ah. 1 for 3. That's sounds about our percentage, though. So
yeah, that's pretty par for the course for me. But, yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys for listening today. And our viewer question we want to pose to you as we conclude today's episode is, what do you want to see from Hoth Hangout in the third year? We posed it at the beginning of today. Also want to make sure we're asking that question as we conclude. Leave a comment down below or let us know on the socials or via email. What are you most wanting to see from Hoth Hangout in the third year of the podcast? Let us know. We're excited to check out some of those answers and responses. On next week's episode of the podcast, it is episode 100, if you can believe it. This week, we celebrated our two-year anniversary. Next week, we're continuing the celebrations with our, I think, second or third live stream episode, Joey? Is it our third, I want to say? Maybe
sounds
we did
about
one,
right,
like,
maybe.
For episode 50, yeah, and then episode... Yeah. Anyways,
I mean, we've done gaming ones, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Full-on episodes. I thought this was only our second one, to be honest.
Yeah, it's still something we're... regardless, kind of still getting accustomed to. It's funny because, you know, we're both familiar with streaming, but it's different when you're like doing it in a podcast format. But we're very excited to return with the theme and the format of a live stream podcast episode next Tuesday night. Check out the Hoth Hangout episode 100 live stream on YouTube. We are going to be beginning that around 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's about 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. So adjust your times accordingly and hope to see you there in the live chat. We're going to be having quite the fun episode, and we're going to be looking for some viewer input for various things throughout the episode as well. So going to be taking some input and feedback and comments from chat, and excited to hang out with all of you next week on the 100th episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Looking forward to it very much. As a reminder, if you're not yet subscribed to the Hoth Hangout podcast on YouTube, check us out there for the video version of every podcast, as well as our reactions to the latest Star Wars shows when they go live. Shout out to the 459 of you who are subscribed to Hoth Hangout on YouTube. And if you're not yet subscribed, subscribe as we continue the climb and growth towards the big 500 subscriber number. You can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts, questions, or otherwise, and we'd love to showcase them here on the pod. You can find the Hoth Hangout podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, including both Spotify and Apple. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a 5-star review, leave a 5-star review on the podcast. We'd appreciate it very much, and it also allows it to be more easily discovered by other people that love Star Wars as well. We're on the socials on TikTok, Instagram, and X at Hoth Hangout on each of those. Follow us on those platforms.
as well as checking out the link to the Hoth Hangout community Discord server down in the show notes of today's episode as well. Joey, any last thoughts on the 2-year anniversary milestone of the podcast?
You know, watching that video of our first episode and seeing how far we've come in the past 2 years, one, I'm glad because it means there's some growth and there's some things we like to change. And, you know, if it was the same exact thing, then maybe we're doing something wrong. But I feel like we're doing something right. And most importantly, it's been a fun time. You know, week by week, it's been fun to put together these shows with you and, of course, with Gibbo every single week. You know, you guys... I talk to you guys more than my own family, let's be honest. So some of my brothers and my mom, I probably talk to you guys more than them. So to be able to produce this show week after week, it's been a lot of fun. And thank you guys both for, you know, being a part of my Star Wars journey, my Star Wars story. And I hope for more years of this to come.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looking forward to many more fun memories, experiences, and episodes with the both of you. So lastly, shout out to Gibbo. Thank you for producing today's show, video, and assets, who we want to see more of in year 3 of the podcast. And I pose the question, face reveal? Year three of Hoth Hangout might have a Gibbo face reveal. You'll have to stay tuned.
We'll set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah, starting a Patreon and for Gibbo's face reveal, yeah. Our GoFundMe, yeah. Well, thank you all for listening to today's episode, episode 99 of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Shout out to George Lucas. Shout out to Dave Filoni. Shout out to Jaleah White. I want to give him a shout out today. And especially to Joey, to Gibbo, and everyone who listened during year 2 or year 1 at any point of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Appreciate you all who listen. And of course, you, Joey, and you, Gibbo, who are, you know, such incredible co-contributors to this thing that we get to call the Hoth Hangout podcast, and I'm really like honored to be able to say that we all get to do this together and have this fun experience in this time where we can just talk about something we all love with all those of you who listen along. And once again, we appreciate you so much for listening. Tune in next week, Tuesday, October 1st at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time or 7:30 p.m. Pacific, here on YouTube for the 100th episode of Hoth Hangout, the live stream. Hope to see you there. And once again, thanks for listening. We'll catch you all then, hopefully. And until next time, may the Force be with you.